This is Bad Movies We Love, part of the Scheist Podcast Network.
If you're listening to this, you are the resistance.
Hey, 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 bad movie lovers. Thank you for tuning in to a special mini announcement episode of Bad Movies We Love. Of course, I am your host, Nick Scheist.
The master of the stupid stuff!
That's right, and I want to take a moment to tell you about some of the stupid stuff that I've got planned for you in 2025. But firstly, I just want to take a moment to say thank you to all of you out there who listen to the show. I couldn't and I wouldn't be doing this without you. And a huge thank you to our Bad Movies We Love benefactors, Ben and Sean and Sharon, who have made significant financial contributions to the show to help not just keep the show going, but to provide us with things like new licensed music for every episode where we pay the artist to actually use their music. And speaking of benefactors, that's a great segue to get into the first announcement. It has always been in the plans to get some members-only stuff for the Resistance, for you. But I work on several podcasts, so figuring out what that was going to be just took a little bit of time. But today, I am very excited to announce two new members-only shows, Bad Movie Futures and Baimon Sci-Fi-Con. If you listen to the show, or even if you just skim through the available episodes, you'll see that the vast majority of movies I cover are a minimum of 20 years old, and I want to be able to talk about some new bad movies. So, Bad Movie Futures will give me the opportunity to do that while still bringing friends and guests on to have fun, and we'll do it in a less outlined format where we look at a film's immediate reception and its future potential. Think of the movies we talk about as stocks, and my guest and I will speculate on whether or not the value of that movie is going to go up or down over time. I've already got one episode in the can on Joker 2 that I recorded with our friend Newman from the Movies for Days podcast, and I've also got on the hook Craven, Megalopolis, and Trap. And anything that fits the Bad Movies We Love scoring criteria is up for grabs in 2025 and beyond. The second members-only show that I'm very excited for is the new twice-monthly sci-fi-only show, Baimon Sci-Fi-Con, versation for legal purposes, hosted with my friend Stephanie Kennerly, who has joined Bad Movies We Love for episodes on Life, Volcano, and Sudden Death. We're both big sci-fi movie geeks, and we're looking forward to wading into the waters of bad sci-fi movies, good sci-fi movies, and beyond with you. That series kicks off with Replicas from 2018, and then we'll find some common thread or theme to get us to the next one at the end of each episode. Both of those series will be available starting February 1st, which brings me to the next announcement. Currently, membership subscriptions are offered through coffee.com/badmoviesweLove, but that may change. I initially went with Coffee because it offered some particular things I wanted that Patreon didn't. However, accessing member content via Coffee isn't super convenient, and I want it to be convenient for you. Just the fact that it's spelled KOFI.com is a hurdle. My podcast host also offers its own customizable membership tiers, which I'm working on, but Patreon also has the advantage of brand recognition. So I'm working on figuring out which option is the best for the show long term, and whether or not it makes sense to do something like offer all three options for members. No matter what happens, I'm going to make sure to let you know. In more news, I'm talking to some potential advertisers for the show, so you might be hearing some ads for actual, real products. I know, it's shocking. I'm very protective of this show, and I've done it completely out of pocket since the beginning. So I want you to know that I'm not going to just allow anything to breach that bubble. Earning trust is important, and I'm not going to just throw that away. I just got pitched this weekend, and I had to politely decline because it just wasn't a good fit for the show. I'm not interested in trying to sell you some frivolous bullshit or something I don't trust. Now, if Sour Patch Kids or Diet Coke wanted to sponsor the show, I'd do it because I love Sour Patch Kids and Diet Coke. But if I don't use it, believe in it, or support it personally, it's not going to make it to your ears. That said, if paying sponsors do become part of the show, the sponsors segment of the show, quote unquote, that's going to have to change slightly. I have planned for this, though, because coming up with crazy products to talk about before the trailer in each episode is one of my favorite things to do on the show. And it's not going anywhere. If anything, that segment is just going to change to commercials from the multiverse and will continue to exist almost exactly the same as it does, other than I'm going to have to say, this is commercials from the multiverse. So, now that all that is out of the way, I want to tell you about what's on deck in the coming months of 2025. February has become the unofficial horror month here on the show, and this February is no different. It's going to be Love Bites in February. So we're going to be talking vampires, werewolves, zombies, and cannibals. Then in March, we're getting intergalactic with Mars Madness. All Mars movies, all month. You might actually be surprised how many bad movies about Mars there actually are. Then, as we move away from the Red Planet, April is going to be Kung Foolery. So we'll be talking about some martial arts movies. You can't see me, but I'm doing air quotes for martial arts movies, because a lot of the movies on deck are very fast and loose with what they describe as martial arts, but it's still going to be a lot of fun. Right now, May is a flex month, but I've got some ideas percolating. And then June is going to be Jennifer Lopez. Yes, that is correct. The movies of Jennifer Lopez. It's not going to be all the movies, but the ones that I know that I have lined up are Money Train, Anaconda, The Cell, and The Wedding Planner. So we're going to cover a little bit of a spectrum of her career. And then the second half of the year beyond that is still in the planning stages, but I've got some irons in the fire. I've got some ideas that I would like to see brought to light in July and beyond. I typically don't commit to exclusively horror movies in October, but I'm not against it either. So we might do a Halloween type of thing in October. I had done Spooktember in Film Club last year, and it wasn't movies about soup. It was movies about superheroes. And I know that there are a number of superhero movies or comic book adaptations that people wanted to talk about, like Sylvester Stallone's version of Judge Dredd or Ang Lee's The Hulk, or me personally, I want to talk about The Phantom or The Shadow. Basically stuff that exists as superhero movies before, ideally, and outside of the MCU as we know it. So maybe I'll do a mid-year update to let you know, but, you know, realistically, I've never told you in advance what the theme of the month is going to be, and you just showed up anyway, so I'm glad that you did, but if you want to help plan a little bit, then I'm going to try to help you out. And last, but certainly not least, coming on Friday, January 31st, the last day of January of the new year, it is the second ever Bad Movies We Love yearly report, covering the best bad movies of 2024. My wife, Kristen, is going to come over from the Scheiss podcast, and we're going to both be providing our favorites list from the 2024 calendar of bad movie contenders. And looking at all the movies that I saw, it looked like there was maybe 30 or so that mathematically qualified for Bad Movies We Love. But I think I'm okay with talking about some that are either in the neighborhood or knocking on the door of being a Bad Movies We Love movie. So we'll have a lot to talk about, and I'm really looking forward to that one because there's some really entertaining stuff that gets pushed aside every year, and I want to give it some time to shine while it's still maybe fresh in people's brains, while it maybe just hit streaming or is readily available before it fades away into possible obscurity. So look forward to that. And, you know, I know this isn't a full traditional episode with all the bells and whistles and the sound effects and the segments and the jokes and the laughing, but thank you for tuning in and showing your support for the show. I look forward to a 2025 filled with more bad movies we love. Take care, everybody. Yeah, okay. Enough of that. Next week, we're kicking off February Love Bites Month as we're going to be talking about Vamp from 1986 as I was joined by author F.C. Schaefer for a really fun, interesting conversation on a movie that I was really glad I got the chance to see for the very first time for the purposes of this show. And I hope that is a similar experience for a lot of you out there listening. And of course, thank you to everyone who took the time to listen to this episode. I know you have a lot of choices when it comes to podcasts, and I appreciate you spending your time with us. I hope you enjoyed the show, and if you do, please consider leaving a rating and a review and telling a friend about it. And the support page is live over at ko-fi.com. That's ko-fi.com/badmoviesweLove. I'd also love to hear from you, so if you have a bad movie you love and or would like to be a guest on the show, you can contact me directly at badmoviesweLove@thescheiss.com. or Bad Movies We Love on Twitter and Instagram. And that's love spelled L-U-V. Until next time, take care, be well, and have fun however you get your movies.